everyone to Spanish Pod. This is your free newbie lesson, and it's called Is There Wireless? My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana.
Today we're going to go in to, I don't know, a place, a coffee place, mm-hmm. and we're going to ask, is there any Wi-Fi?
Well, this is very important to aspiring Spanish learners and travelers, especially if you want to update your blog or send an email or something.
Yeah, definitely. So the key word for today is contraseña.
Contraseña. That's a long word. What does it mean?
Password.
Password?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a computer word.
Mm-hmm. Contraseña.
Contraseña. All right, we're going to listen for that key word, contraseña, as we hear the dialogue. We're going to hear it three times.
Dialogue, first time. Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi?
Sí, señorita.
¿Y necesito contraseña?
Sí, la contraseña es contraseña.
Second time. Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi?
Sí, señorita.
¿Y necesito contraseña?
Sí, la contraseña es contraseña.
Third time. Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi?
Sí, señorita.
¿Y necesito contraseña?
Sí, la contraseña es contraseña.
Okay, we're back, and as always, we're going to do a translation.
Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi?
Young man, is there wireless here?
Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi?
Young man, is this a wireless zone?
Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi? Sí, señorita.
Yes, miss.
Sí, señorita.
Yes, it is, miss.
Sí, señorita. ¿Y necesito contraseña?
So, do I need a password?
¿Y necesito contraseña?
And do I need a password?
¿Y necesito contraseña? Sí, la contraseña es contraseña.
Yes, the password is password.
Sí, la contraseña es contraseña.
Yes, the password is password.
Sí, la contraseña es contraseña.
Wow, that's not a very difficult password.
No. I mean, but you know how some establishment, they come up with very complicated passwords, and
right.
It's just annoying.
Yeah, forget it. I go for those easy ones.
Yeah, this is better.
Okay. Okay, so let's take a closer look at these sentences. Now, how does she get the young man's attention?
Joven.
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 Okay, I've been called that many times.
Yeah, you're joven.
Okay. It's if you want to address a young man, right?
Yes.
And it means young, literally. Yes. So young man. Young man.
Joven.
And can you call a young woman that, or you should call her señorita?
No, well, a young woman, you can call it jovencita.
Jovencita, okay.
But for, you know, an attention getter, it's better to say señorita.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So young man, is there wireless here?
Aquí hay zona wifi.
Okay, let's take that first word. That means here.
Aquí.
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 Means here. Okay, I'm pointing to where I am right now. And then the next word is a word that means existence.
I,
right?
I.
In English, when we talk about existence, it has to be there is or there are,
mm-hmm.
right? So so literally this would be here, there is, right? Here, there is a...
Zona.
Zona. Zona is an area, right? In English, we have zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what kind of zone are we talking about?
Zona Wi-Fi.
Zona Wi-Fi. This is the Wi-Fi zone.
Yeah.
Okay, I usually say wireless internet, but I know a lot of people say Wi-Fi. Is there free Wi-Fi here? So that's basically what she's asking. Young man, is there a Wi-Fi zone here?
Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi?
Okay, and you can just see her like whip out her laptop, you know, or her iPhone, and she's trying to download her Spanish Pod lessons. And the young man says, yes, miss.
Sí, señorita.
So polite.
Yes, very.
Okay, so the word sí obviously means yes. And señorita, as we said before, is a polite way to address a woman.
Yes.
A younger woman, okay?
Sí, señorita.
Sí, señorita. And then the woman comes back and asks, because this is a very important thing, if there's Wi-Fi zone, and do I need a password?
Y necesito contraseña.
Y necesito contraseña. I heard the keyword in there, Lily.
Contraseña.
Contraseña means password.
Yes, that's right. Contraseña.
Okay, now what's that long word before contraseña?
Necesito.
Necesito.
Necesito is I need.
I need.
Do okay. I need a password?
Okay.
Necesito. That's the verb necesitar.
Necesitar, to need.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you want to say I need, necesito. Okay, and so what's at the beginning of the sentence? This letter Y.
E.
E.
It's like, and I, and do I need a password?
Okay, so she's continuing a thought, right? Mm-hmm. She's starting a question, but she's continuing a thought. And do I need a password?
¿Y necesito contraseña?
And the answer is, yes.
Sí.
The password is password.
La contraseña es contraseña.
So how do we say the password?
La contraseña.
La contraseña. That la means the.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the password is?
Es.
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 That's the verb to be, ser. Be here, because we're talking about a third-person singular, la contraseña, we're going to use the form es. Okay? So, yes, the password is password.
Sí, la contraseña es contraseña.
All right. How about we listen to that dialogue again 3 more times?
Dialogue, first time. Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi?
Sí, señorita.
¿Y necesito contraseña?
Sí, la contraseña es... contraseña.
Second time. Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi?
Sí, señorita.
¿Y necesito contraseña?
Sí, la contraseña es contraseña.
Third time. Joven, ¿aquí hay zona wifi?
Sí, señorita.
¿Y necesito contraseña?
Sí, la contraseña es contraseña.
All right, we're back. And, you know, I love places that have free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, me too, definitely. But, you know, in places, some places in Latin America, you just say wifi.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like, what? What?
Right.
So you can say Wi-Fi, but you can also say Internet inalámbrico.
Internet inalámbrico. Now, Internet is obviously Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Inalámbrico means no wires, right? Wireless.
That's right. Inalámbrico.
Inalámbrico.
Yes.
Okay. But you like to say Wi-Fi, right?
No, I usually say Internet inalámbrico.
Okay.
But the Spanish people, they say Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Okay.
People from Spain, they say Wi-Fi. I said more Internet inalámbrico.
Okay.
Yes. Remember these three words, contraseña, Internet inalámbrico, y Wi-Fi.
All right, folks. I hope you enjoyed this free newbie lesson. If you're listening on iTunes, if you found us through iTunes, we would love it if you came to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and check out all the things we have to offer. We have these newbie lessons, which are free, as well as several other levels getting more advanced as we go on, including videos and all kinds of discussion. So just come to SpanishPod.com. And start your 7-day free trial. For now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.